This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why am I here? What's the purpose of my existence? What is the purpose of this life? Have you thought about these questions before? The reality is that you're not alone in this. These are age-old questions that humanity has pored over for thousands of years. That may sound like bad news, but it's not. We don't need to spend years and years searching and struggling to find the answers to these questions. The religion of Islam has clearly explained our purpose and also given us clear instructions on how to achieve this purpose. Why are you here? The reason, simply put, is to worship God alone. This is the purpose of our existence. God has created us to worship Him. In the Quran, which is the book of Islam, God says, "And I have not created the jinn nor humankind except for my worship." Now, you may be wondering, what exactly do you mean by worship? In Islam, worship means submission to God's will.
God's will is what God wants for human beings to do.
And that is exactly what has been stated in all the divine revelation that has been sent to all of the prophets throughout time, the last of whom was Muhammad, peace be upon him. The important question here is God, the Almighty, in need of worship? The answer is, of course not. God is not in need of our worship. He is free from any need. If no one were to worship him, that wouldn't decrease in his greatness in the slightest. So then, why worship him? The reality is that it is us. We are the ones who are in need of God. We are the ones who benefit from worshiping him. We need him for true guidance and direction in every part of our lives. And that cannot be provided by man-made laws. It is only provided by divine laws. Only the Creator knows what's best for his creation. So his laws provide for us an ideal model for the way we should live our lives. So this is what brings peace and happiness in this life and success and deliverance in the afterlife.